Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Your favorite PGA and LPGA legends, pros, and top instructors are right here every week on Next on the Tee. Join Chris as the greats of the game share their stories, insights, and playing lessons. Now, back to Chris and more of the show.
All right, now joining me here on the French Lick Resort guest line is Perry French. Perry is the brand territory manager for Strixon, Cleveland, and Zexio Golf. And along with that, he's also the weekly partner with our good friend Matthew Lawrence on their show Backspin Golf, which you guys know is one of my all-time favorite shows, my regular weekly Sunday morning 8:03 a.m. tee time. You can hear Perry sharing his insights, playing lessons, and some advice from Matthew and the rest of us. And again, you can find it online at WLXG.com, and it's on WLXG ESPN Radio in Lexington, Kentucky. And I'm very grateful that Perry is with me tonight here on Next on the Tee. Good evening, Perry. Thanks for coming on the show.
Chris, hey, good evening.
So, Perry, I got to ask you, first of all, at the top, how did you and Matthew get hooked up?
You know, Matthew and I have a couple of really close friends in common. And when he was at Duke University doing the commentary for the basketball program down there, he came in contact with a good friend of mine from Titleist Golf, who happened to be a huge Duke fan. And John Priest is his name, and his son Hutch would always make a trip over to Durham to catch a couple of either back-to-back weekend games where they could travel, you know, and play some golf and catch a couple of games. And when Matthew moved to Lexington, we got hooked up. And after a couple of years of being here, he started the Backspin Golf program, and that invited me to be on. And we have been friends and golfing patriots ever since.
So had you been doing radio before? Because you're such a natural at it, and you guys have such a great banter with one another. Were you doing that before?
No, I have not. You know, obviously, it's just part of being in the golf business. The talking golf part's pretty natural to me after, you know, just from being a kid growing up in golf all my life and being around golf people and having the pleasure of working for a couple of major manufacturers. You really start understanding what this crazy game's all about from club development all the way to try to play it. And I've been a PGA pro for 25 years, so it's been in my bloodline all the way since being a kid, so it comes pretty naturally.
And speaking, as you mentioned a moment ago, Perry, you're a PGA pro, so when you're not on the radio and when you're not out doing stuff with the Strixon brands, are you still giving lessons?
I'm most of my teaching's done, Chris, within our confines of our Cleveland Golf Short Game clinics. And I happened to catch your show with Tom Patry on a couple weeks ago, and he was talking about how most people don't take the time to practice their short game. And Matthew and I, every season we go through this, you know, two or three, certainly out of the gate, certainly in the springtime gate of getting people to start thinking about their golf game, but go to practicing your short game first. And it was great to hear him talk about it, to have another well-known professional talk about what most people overlook as the easiest way to make your game better. So I do a lot of short game clinics with my accounts. We introduce the players to our product with the multiple wedges that we offer from the Smart Swole Maximum Game Improvement Wedge to our Tour Wedge RTX 4 and to our Game Improvement CBX Wedge. So we have great wedges to offer for lots of different skill players, but we also give them instruction on how to hit that 15-yard wedge shot or the bunker shot or just the chip and run shot. So it's an informative way to learn the game, but also get the right equipment in your hands. And that's what we do a lot of, though. That's where most of my teaching is done now at this point.
And that's perfect, Perry, because that's the first thing I really wanted to get into with you. Because to your point, Tom Patry has been, you know, banging into my head, you know, for years now, short game, right? It's 50 right. yards in at most 90 to 100 yards in. Spend your time there. He doesn't want me, you know, leave your driver at home. You don't need to be taking that thing out to the practice range and that sort of thing. Spend your time mm-hmm. where you need to, and that's on the short game. So that's where I really wanted to start by talking about a lot of the wedges that you guys have. Cleveland Golf, I've been a huge fan of the Cleveland Golf wedges for many, many years mm-hmm. now. When I looked at your line, you got the RTX 4 wedges that won gold out on the Golf Digest Hot List this year. Talk about what makes those, you know, wedges so good and what we should actually be carrying in our bag. How many wedges do we need?
Well, first of all, the RTX 4 wedge is truly in the design and how it came to market, a product that is tour stamped and tour driven by what the best players in the world want in a performance wedge. And a performance wedge is different than the wedge that matches your set in your bag. I know a lot of players buy clubs and they pitching wedge, of course, and then they get a gap wedge and a sand wedge to match. And that's all well and good. But for the best players in the world, they're really trying to dial in how to hit those scoring shots with the most amount of feedback and the most amount of precision and distance control they can get, as well as the correct amount of spin. And I say that correct amount because too much spin's no good, not enough spin's no good either. So they're looking to really dial it in. And what they did with our tour development players and our tour staff, we took them to the range, said, hey, what do you want in the wedge? How do you want it to look? How do you want it to feel? Even how do you want it to sound? And that may seem silly to some of the lay people out there, but sound is a way best players determine feel. And it's not just how the club face hits the ball. So they it took all these things into the mix and came out with what I believe in the 8 years I've been selling for the company, the best wedge we've ever designed for the best players in the game. So that was what we did with RTX 4. And that's the type of thing where those players typically have 3 to 4 wedges in the bag. They don't leave that space in the bag that is longer than, you know, maybe 12 to 15 yards separation. They have a wedge that they use for specific shots, whether it be that flop shot around the green or that 40 yard wedge. And they have those clubs in the bag because they're going to be challenged every week and every day they play with executing shots from lots of different lies and lots of different types of, you know, yardages. So it's important for them to have the right tools to hit the type of elevations that they need to create and the amount of spin that they need to create. So most players, unfortunately, don't have enough wedges in their bag to make those kind of shots. They kind of take that pitching wedge and they try to use that by closing it down and making it the bump and run wedge. They try to use a sand wedge and open it way up and hit a lob. But most players don't have enough practice and skill to be very good. So one of the things we can talk about right there is this: make sure you have more wedges in your bag than you do 3 and 4 and 5 irons. Okay, that's the first thing you probably have to do with most players. You know, and like you said, with going back to Tom, you need to have clubs that let you score better, not getting to the green.
And to that end, right, gapping you sort of alluded to a minute ago is very important. How do we know, what gapping we need and how many wedges we need in order to fill where we're supposed to be?
Yeah, so most players, again, we have a pitching wedge that matches the set in our bags. Most tour players, however, will pull that pitching wedge out and they'll get a performance wedge with the amount of grooves and the design and the feedback that performance wedge that we offer in RTX 4 gives them. So what they'll do is they'll sub out by yardage. So let's just say, for example, you hit your pitching wedge 100 yards. In the air, on the fly, as I jokingly say to players, how far would you hit this club if you had to carry water? Okay? That tells me how far they're comfortable landing the ball in the air. If I get them to give me the right number, then we're gapping from that point. And that means basically going in the increment of about 10 to 12, maybe 15 yards tops between that top end full swing yardage with that pitching wedge and then back to a gap wedge. And it could be, again, depending on what your pitching wedge is. And a lot of players, today's product, the pitching wedge is 44, 45, and it might be 46. So we try to get about a 4 to 5 degree separation in their clubs. So we just stagger it that way and move backwards towards the green that way.
Perry, I want to switch it up just a little bit because Zexio is a brand that I don't think enough people know about. Talk about, what Zexio is compared to what we have with Strixon and Cleveland.
We're real fortunate, and I say we as I speak about the company, but we have three distinct brands. The Strixon brand has certainly been designed from a product standpoint to target the tour player. The Cleveland Golf brand has been designed to target the average avid golfer looking for great product at a great price for game improvement and game enhancement. And that's just to fit the way players, what they need in the way of, forgiving products. Best players want that feedback, and they want to be able to control all those different variables and get that feedback from the club. Zexio kind of takes those two things and turns the market upside down. We use Zexio brand, and it's been created. It's in its 20th year now. It's the number one selling product in Japan for the last 17 years. And this brand was spawned by the fact that Srixon was the distributor for Callaway Golf back in the 90s. And that Callaway contract for distribution came to end in the late 90s. So they decided they needed to build a brand to target that market player that they were selling to deliver a product that would perform it for what those skilled players were. And most of those players were the average golfer who was losing club head speed and didn't have enough launch to really perform as well as they could. And they just took everything and said, we're going to, no holds barred, build the best equipment with the best materials and target that player with less than 95 miles an hour club head speed. That is by far and away the largest part of the golfing market in today's world, across the world, not just here in the United States. Most players don't have 95 miles an hour of driver speed at a club head speed. So Zexio started this 20-year voyage and basically continued to build and manufacture product that just performs ultra light weights. We're talking shaft weights, Chris, that are 36 grams, 42.
Oh my.
Grams. These are weights that are unbelievable to the marketplace. Clubs that weigh 250 total grams of dead weight, or if you will, just total weight, compared to where most companies, whether you put a soft graphite A-flex, ladies flex, they weigh about 320 grams. So it's almost a 25% lighter weight golf club. That weight alone helps players do two things. Swing it faster. We know if you can swing it faster and make better contact, the ball's going to go further. So most players are challenged by it as they get older and they lose speed, they lose the ability to retain shaft load and shaft bend and energy. The design of the Zexio brand is to create a shaft that actually retains shaft bend and shaft load so that you're not losing that power as it comes into the ball. It sounds crazy, but it's technology at its finest. I've seen it firsthand where players who typically with their current driver are hitting it 180 yards in the air. This is a player who drives it with about 85 miles an hour club head speed. So they're not having a fun time playing those par fours at, 375 yards. It's a long hole. And that's, they're not getting out there very far with roll and all that. So when we put this driver in their hand with this lightweight technology and all of a sudden the ball travels 208 yards in the air with lower spin and rolls out about to 220, their golf game's changed. Okay. I hadn't done anything but give this player the better. I haven't changed their swing an inch, okay? Just give them the
part
that lets them retain more energy. And to couple that, we developed a golf ball right alongside that you have on your desk there, and hopefully you'll give me some feedback once you get a chance to play. But it's a low-compression, soft golf ball by feel, okay? And I don't mean by the way it mushes. It allows that player with that club head speed to maximize launch conditions with the initial velocity the golf ball launches off the impact and how it spins. And of course, feel is important in a golf ball, just like it is with golf clubs. And those two things combined really give players an enhanced performance. And, quite frankly, we're seeing a really significant, domino effect here in the States. It's been 3 years now. And, Zexio brand, as you may have seen, we've got some nice advertising with the Big Easy talking about the product and basically just talking. It's not so much talking, but it's a brand experience. And the product's for, but the Big Easy is a lifestyle guy. He swings it easy. And the tagline is easier swing, easier path to better golf. And if players experience Zexio at their clubs or at the course where they play, man, it's going to be, it could really change their game.
So there's a lot there to digest, and there are a couple of things that I want to expand on. So first of all, you've got the Zexio X and the Zexio Prime irons, and both look absolutely
Correct.
Spectacular. I know the X got the gold standard by Golf Digest on their hot list. So talk about what's the difference between the X and the Prime.
Okay, so you and I go play golf, and we're both 90 mile an hour driver speed players. Okay, we both. Yep. If you put us on a launch monitor, we both hit with the ball. Our clip hit speed's 90 miles an hour. Your golf swing, though, is very much a long and syrupy golf swing. We'll call it a Sam Snead style golf swing, right?
Yeah.
Fluid flowing. We just wish we hit it as square as Sam did, right? So then we go to the next player, my swing, who's my ex hockey player and me. I'm a short backswing. I'm real quick in transition, and I kind of slap at it, right? There's your difference. How the shaft is loaded, how the shaft is returned to the golf, to the ball. The prime series is for players with the slow, syrupy swings, i.e. the Big Easy. The Zexio 10, or X as you called it, is designed for players with a little quicker transition. So the shaft profile is a little different. It's not quite as soft from tip to butt. It's a little bit lighter. It's 36 grams compared to 44. Doesn't sound like much, but it definitely transitions difference in how the player loads and unloads the shaft. And it helps with the player's ability to return the club squarely with less dispersion. So we're trying to match up this player's profile by how they swing the golf club. And the tag I use when I'm fitting players, it's not how fast you swing it, it's how you swing it fast. And there's where those two products are different. We also have a ladies version. Certainly ladies, the one thing that's great about Zexio is it fits all lady players, from the ladiest golfer who's getting into golf for the first time and or has been playing golf and hits it 165, 70 yards. Lady Zexio is a great product. It's easier to swing, but they can move all the way up to the club champion lady player who's been playing a men's senior club in her hands from any of the other brands. And the men's Zexio 10 or the Prime would work perfectly for them. So it's how that player swings the golf club.
All right, so let's talk about the golf ball now. And I had heard Matthew talking, on your show about, how beautiful a golf ball it is and how nervous he is about, potentially losing one and showing it to people, but not letting anybody hold it or touch it or do that sort of thing. And I thought that's crazy. That's Matthew being crazy. And then I got a dozen. You said you were kind enough to send me a dozen and I'm sitting here looking at it as we speak. It's a beautiful golf ball. It's different looking than anything I've ever seen. Talk about the Zexio golf ball.
Sure. And again, that's part of the brand mystique, but also the brand presence. And so what you've got is you have what they call the Zexio Platinum and the Zexio Gold. Okay. That's the two different golf balls. They are essentially the same exact golf ball, Chris. There's no difference in either one's design. The coloration, the box presentation is for those players who like to look at something with a platinum finish and some who like to look with a gold finish. Okay. That's really the difference on the visual, but it's very glittery. It's very cool looking. And it does have a unique appearance when you put it out and hold it in your hand, pull it out of the box. But the key guts of that golf ball are three things. The first thing is the core and how it's designed. Again, we're targeting players with slower to mid club head speed. So we want a golf ball that responds to how they strike the ball. So it's a lower compression ball. There's no real number that's been assigned to it. It's just it's a factor of compression that lets that player match up their club head speed the best. And we know what it fits between, I'll say 70 and 85 to 90 miles an hour driver speed. Second piece of it is what is the cover, right? It's a cover that has to feel good and perform with enough spin, but not too much where it robs players of distance. So it's a blended cover. It's a blended cover of urethane and other polymers that make it a very soft sounding golf ball, but also a very playable golf ball. When you strike it with your driver, it doesn't spin too much. A lot of players suffer from what I call the plop shot. That's P-L-O-P. That's where the driver goes out and hits the ground and goes plop, right? Doesn't go anywhere. And that's because the driver is spinning too much, right? It's the flop shot reversed. So what we have to do when we put a golf ball on the tee is we have to have the spin enough to hold it in flight, because not enough spin, the ball falls out of the sky, right? And if it has too much spin, it balloons up in the air and it falls short and doesn't roll. So we've designed this golf ball with enough cover and then the unique dimple pattern that we put on it that will hold its trajectory based on that speed. I always go back to the speed because a 75-mile-an-hour driver speed doesn't deliver the initial trajectory and velocity that a player with 100 miles or certainly a tour player at 120 to 25 miles an hour driver speed. So if players can put that in their head, how you strike that golf ball with that initial speed, it will affect what initially happens with launch and spin. And those two things right there determine your success rate with the distance and maximizing that golf ball's performance. So it feels good. It looks good. It sounds good. And around the green, it just, you know, it just putts like a tour golf ball. So it's a pretty unique combination that's well planned out and reasonably priced. And at $60 a dozen, it's not cheap, right?
Right.
Yeah.
But you know, you talked about the cover. I mean, it's sort of glittery, right? I mean, what's in the cover of the golf ball?
Well, okay, the first part of in the cover, great question. They use a bit of titanium. Titanium helps keep the golf ball wider. So it's an infused with, it's just a titanium powder that's mixed in with the blended, with the urethane blend, and it makes it wider. So it has a bright white appearance and will not dull after you use it a few times. A lot of golf balls have a tendency to kind of go a kind of an ashen color, a little light, or maybe a light gray, if you've ever noticed that. So we put titanium in the golf ball to retain its bright whiteness. And then the covering, the wood is the gold and the platinum lettering and, of course, the numerals. Is just that. It's an infused paint job. It's the high end paint job that you see on the car driving down the street, right? It's just got some extra materials in there that make that glitter come out. And, it doesn't wear out. It doesn't like you would hit it and you go, oh my gosh, I'm going to knock the paint off the golf ball. You'd like to think you were if you're hitting a big drive, but that's not the story. The paint's going to stay on it. It's very cool looking. But it's just a really neat presentation, mostly.
Yes, it is. And that absolutely looks fantastic. I can't wait to get it out there. Perry, just a couple more before I let you go. And first,
sure.
Now, I need some help from you because I plan on seeing Matthew sometime this summer. So I got to get some advice from you. What's his game really like? And how can I get in his head? Because I think right now I need at least two strokes aside from him.
Matthew's, he's got a long surfy swing that is definitely, he definitely is a tempo driven player. So when he gets off tempo, he can become a little rattled. And that's probably Matthew's biggest downfall is because his fuse is as short as the cannonballs. Okay. He literally, if he gets going sideways, it's going
to,
I've always worked on Matthew about trying to say, look at, you know, don't get so excited. He's, you know, he's a native New Yorker. He's a Brooklynese or something. He's a tight wired guy and he takes his golf very seriously. So you got to make sure you just kind of, you don't want to jab him because he'll take that as that'll give him the fuel to be more control, you know, more, focused, right? He doesn't want that. You let him go and that fuse will get lit at some point in time. And then from once the fuse is lit, forget about it. Okay. He's got a pretty consistent game. He's not terribly long anymore, but he used to play a lot of golf and played good golf back in the day, as we say, but he is a fun guy to play golf with. And when you come to town, I want to know so I can, a worst case scenario, I can get in the cart and kibitz as you guys play around the golf together. But it'll be worth the watch because he's fun to play golf with. And like I said, you just gotta watch out. He kind of lets him go. Don't egg him on because it'll happen at some point in time. You know how golf is.
That's right.
Crazy.
So I gotta get your advice on a couple of tournaments coming up. I know you got several of your players, the Strixon players. So first of all, in the match play, in the Dell match play, who do you like? Because I'm starting to read Shane Lowry's sort of a sexy pick to come out of his group, and then of course you got Hideki in the same group with Dustin Johnson.
Yeah,
so who do you like?
No, well we're enjoying a pretty good year early out. Hideki had a great weekend last at the Players, and 11 under par, two rounds. But Chris, it's match play. Oh my gosh, and it's match play within the pods, if you will. And, you know, I'm hoping that we can get at least one of our top guys out of their pods. I've looked at it, and, you know, for me to pick somebody, I'm going to go with Matsuyama just because I think he's got enough game to where if you've watched him play, he's a streaky player, right? So he might not play well for three or four holes, and, you know, all of a sudden he can turn it on and get it going. And in a match play, you got to be resilient that way. It's only, you know, you don't have to be worrying about making a bunch of pars. You got to make birdies in match play. And I like Hideki's chances of doing that. He would be my odds on pick from a Strixon guy to show up, and it'd be fun to see him. He's back in form. He's been healthy, so that's a good
thing. So take that a week further out, and we've got the Masters right there on the horizon. Do you like him there as well, or do you like at Augusta?
Boy, I tell you what, you know, certainly you would think there'd be some momentum to grab, but, you know, I think from what guys are going to play, I'm going to look forward to seeing Keegan Bradley is playing his best golf right now since he won the PGA. Really has. It's been his best 6 months, 8 months of golf. I think he would be probably the top Strixon player that'll come out of the week of the Masters. Wouldn't that be crazy if he were to pull off a win? But I don't know. It certainly from a all-around game, Matsuyama certainly seems to have all the tools, but his putter lets him down. And if the Masters, the putter is king, and I think that's what will probably hold Hideki back is getting a little bit either too bold with the putter or getting gun shy, and I don't know if he can putt those greens as well. But I'm going to go with Keegan to play the best of the Masters, and I don't know if he can put a green jacket on, but that'd be fun to watch.
Perry, before we let you go, let our listeners know, how can they stay up to date with all the great things that you and the brand are doing, either online or on social media?
Yeah, it's certainly easy. It's www.clevelandgolf.com. www.strixongolf.com, and then Zexio, xxio.usa.com. So those are both the three ways to get the most information about the brands. If you're looking to try the product out, you're going to find the nearest facility and event taking place that you could attend on those three sites. And certainly at your local golf course is another best way to figure out where's the chance to try those products out. And that would be my best guess to help people find the way to our brands.
Well, Perry, I can't thank you enough for taking time out of your night to come over and be a part of the show. I hope you'll come back and share more of your stories and insights with us. I feel like we just barely scratched the surface, and I'd sure like to get more time with you, but I really appreciate the fact that you were here tonight.
Chris, my pleasure. Look forward to it anytime. Be well.
Perry, say hi to Matthew for me. I'll be listening on Sunday morning. I appreciate you.
We'll do. Thanks, my friend.
All right. Take care, Perry. That is the great Perry French. And like I say, you can hear him every Sunday morning in the first segment of the show with Matthew on Backspin Golf, WLXG.com. Download the WLXG app. A lot of great stuff. I'm telling you, folks, you got to go check out that Zexio golf ball. That is absolutely outstanding. And then take a look at their irons and their drivers as well. It's an interesting brand, and they're doing great stuff. And think about that. A third less weight in their irons and in their drivers, and what that'll do for your swing speed and that sort of thing. Looking forward to checking those out as well, and obviously getting Perry back on the show again real soon.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.